Thank you for joining us on today's podcast. Due to copyright issues, you'll hear a message from Pastor Matt Roden without the worship songs. But you can hear the entire service on the gfcflorida.com website, GFC Florida Facebook, or the GFC Florida YouTube channel. We hope you enjoy today's podcast with Pastor Matt.
Hello, I want to welcome everyone to Church Online. We are really glad that you are with us. And man, there's a lot to talk about, so stay with me here for a minute. We're going to be in a two-week conversation I call Disinfect. We're going to be talking about, before we open up as a church, what are the things that we need to clean up in our own lives? Now, you may be asking, well, when are we going to open up as a church? Well, stay tuned, because next week we're going to be dropping that announcement somewhere, so stay tuned on social media. But besides that, before we open up, are there things that we need to clean up in our own lives? Are there things that need to be disinfected? We're going to talk about that. But before we dig in, I just want to say how much I loved all the positive feedback we got from last weekend's message. Pastor Ralph did an incredible job. He really did. And honestly, I have learned a lot over these last few weeks. And I'm excited that as a church, we're going to be continuing these conversations about racial injustice. We know there's a lot of emotions out there, but we want you to know, as a church, we are here for you and we are for you. And please reach out to us if you need prayer, if you have questions, or you just want to connect. You can go to gfcflorida.com/contact. You can even pause me right now and do that, but we would love to connect with you there. Now, let's take a look at 2020 for a second. We've had a global pandemic. We have had a national crisis about racial injustice. And coming up, we have an election. Whew, God help us all, right? And there's a million emotions and frustrations out there, opinions out there, tensions out there, all kinds of feelings going on. And I think it's really a perfect time for me as a pastor to call a timeout for all of us as a church and remind us of a very important principle that I think we need to carry with us through the rest of this year. Now, if you're not a Christian, I'm just going to tell you, you get a pass on this, okay? But you definitely want to listen to this anyway. But if you are a Christian, meaning I follow Jesus, okay, this is something that we need to remember, especially in 2020. And it's this. With all of the issues we are facing, it is more important than ever that we are Christ-like to a world that needs Christ. It is critical that we respond and react like Jesus to a world that needs Jesus. Now, with all of the legitimate frustrations and fears and feelings that everybody has about so many things going on right now, it really drives that question. So with all of those feelings, all those legitimate things, how can we be like Christ in 2020? What does that look like? How does that work? What, Matt, do you even mean by Christ-like? Let me define that quickly for you, okay? Because Christ-like means that I carry the heart and mind of Christ in how I respond and how I react. I carry the heart and mind of Christ in how I react and how I respond. It really comes from this. Romans 8:29 says this. It says, "For he," talking about God, "knew all of us before we were born, and he destined us from the beginning to share the likeness of his son." So what that means is, from the very, very get-go, God wanted us to be like Jesus, right? And so God defines maturity as you becoming more like Jesus. Okay, so let me explain that, because what that really means is, you can go to church all you want and you can read the Bible all you want, and all those things are good things, but if you're not becoming more like Jesus, there's no maturity. You're doing a lot of stuff, but you're not actually growing and maturing, and that's important for all of us to know. It's so important that we are like Christ, because that is how we grow, how we mature. But here's the thing. The world needs to see Jesus in us. In Matthew 5, Jesus called us the light of the world. Paul even told us right here in Colossians 4:5, he said, "Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity." So Christians have this challenge. I mean, these challenges, think about these. How do you respond to a pandemic like Christ? Does my fear affect how people see my faith? How do you respond to racial issues like Christ? Do people see me caring about what happens to others? How do you talk about the election like Christ? Is the way that I'm sharing my views affecting my ability to share my faith? Those are questions that every single person at Grace Family Church, attending, visiting, watching online, if you follow Jesus, we have to wrestle with those questions, because it really is, how do I react and respond to everything going on around me like Christ in 2020? That's a good question. But let me ask you an even better one. In fact, I really want to ask you a really uncomfortable question. It's a challenging question, but I think it could change your life, okay? And here's the question. Is there anything that influences you to be less like Christ? Just think about that for a second. Is there anything that you watch or hear or experience that motivates you to respond or react less like Christ? What do you mean, Matt? Like, tell me what you mean. Let me ask this in a more intense way, okay? Because I think this is a self-inventory question. This is a question that we all have to ask. If our calling is to be like Jesus, then I've got to ask, is there anything influencing me to be less like Jesus? So let me ask it to you this way. Is there something that makes you less Christ-like that you enjoy, but other people secretly wish you would stop? That's a super uncomfortable question, right? But it's a good question to ask. Is there anything that I'm hearing, watching, whatever, that really forms the opposite attitude of Jesus in me? Now, let me give you an example, okay? I like political shows. I've always been kind of intrigued by politics. Don't worry, I'm not running for anything. That would be the end of the world. But I do like politics. I like to watch some of the shows, hear the conversation. But some of those shows, now I'm just being real with you, okay? Some of those things can start to affect me in a negative way. Because sometimes in some of the things that we watch, regardless of what your political slant, whatever that is, there's this underlying formula that happens. And that formula is really this. It looks like this. Those people, in parentheses, right, just don't get it, but I do. Okay, now they're not going to outright say that, but there's just kind of this attitude of like, those people, fill in the blanks, those liberals, those Republicans, those conservatives, those Whigs, Tories, Federalists, whatever it is, right? It's just whatever those people are, don't get it, but boy, we do. And boy, I do. And let me tell you, sometimes, honestly, when that formula kind of happens, there's a weird thing that kind of happens, because you start feeling good about being these people. And you kind of not so good about those people, because those people just don't get it. And being honest with you, sometimes I can watch things like that and start to feel prideful that I am these people and not those people, because I get it, right? And honestly, sometimes you can just be angry when you watch those things, because man, you really start to just get mad at those people because they don't see the world like you do. And here's the thing I'm talking about. If I watch a lot of stuff like that, I start to think like that. I start to talk like that. At some point, I have to realize that being prideful and angry at those people because they just don't get it like I do, that's not Christ-like at all. And I may love to watch those shows because I like to kind of be on the up and up, but honestly, if sometimes they are not influencing me to be more like Christ, if I'm real with you, they're actively influencing me to be less like Christ. They are pushing me to not react like Jesus, to not respond like Jesus. And that may not be your experience, okay? You may say, man, I can watch all the political shows I want. That doesn't affect me. I hear you. that I'm just being real about sometimes that happens in me. I notice that in me. And that situation really reminds me of this verse. Romans 12:2 says this. It says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And there are times that I have caught myself copying the behavior of the world, right? I'm mimicking what I see. And I find myself, well, under the influence. I mean, really, I am under the influence of whatever this is. And everyone has different things that influence them if we're just being real. For examples, all kinds of media affects all of us in different ways, right? Movies, some movies can make you cry. Some shows can make you laugh, right? Maybe there's things that you watch that really challenge you to be better or things that challenge you to think. But let's just be honest. Some things affect us in a negative way. It's just a fact. And I just want to ask you point blank, is there anything in your life that has that kind of influence on you? Now, I know it's embarrassing to admit it, okay? And you don't have to, you know, tell anyone at your house or wherever you're watching about it. But I do think there's a healthy step in admitting it. That I do think this thing has an influence on me. And you may not think it's hurting you, but it's not helping you. It's influencing you to not respond like Christ. It's pushing you to not react like Christ. And we all have those influences in our life in some kind of way. And let me tell you why I bring this up. Because in 2020, there's a lot at stake. People listen to what we say. Privately, publicly, social media, whatever that is, people listen to what we say and it affects how they view faith. And I want us to think about this passage. Man, this is like the 2020 passage for me. 1 Peter 2:11, 12 says this. Friends, this world is not your home, so don't make yourself cozy in it. Don't indulge your ego at the expense of your soul. I got to rewind that because that's just really good. Don't indulge your ego at the expense of your soul. Live an exemplary life among the natives so that your actions will refute their prejudices. Man, what are people learning about Christianity from what we say and do? I mean, because they are learning, right? And that's important. But are there junk food influences in you that are affecting your health? I don't mean physically. I mean how you come across. Are you, you know, those kind of things affecting your spiritual health? Are there just junk food influences that affect that? And you love the taste. Man, I always love the taste of junk food, but it's not really good for me. It's not really helping me. Worse than that, it can affect your ability to be like Jesus to a world that desperately needs Jesus. You know, there's an old saying that says, you may be the only Bible someone will ever read. And the first time I heard that, I thought, man, that's a lot of pressure. But that's a very real perspective. You may be the only Jesus someone ever experiences. And we need to be real about the weight of that. So I want to ask this question. If there are influences getting in the way of our influence, what should we do? I've got some thoughts on that, hopefully some helpful ones, right after this. So I asked the question, if there are influences getting in the way of your influence, what should you do? What can we do? Now, Jesus has a very interesting view on this, and what he says about it, if I'm being honest, it's a little scary, okay? Look with me in Matthew 18:9. Jesus said, and if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away, it's better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. Woo! Say what, Jesus? What in the world are you talking about? Are you telling me to gouge my eyes out? Well, we know that that's not true because our church would look like a pirate party if that was the case, right? That wouldn't be it. It really is, what he's saying is he's talking about what you see. What are those things that you see? And it's better to have one focus than to have two and be completely ineffective, right? And honestly, if there is something that you are seeing or watching that makes you stumble, right? It trips you up. Remove what you are seeing or watching, anything that gets you off focus, having that one focus can make you ineffective. Now, let me give you an example. We all have that person, that one person, maybe a few, but one person on social media that every time they post, it makes you really upset. Every single time you read their post, it really, really makes you angry. Okay, can I tell you a secret? Lean in just a little bit, okay? Just lean in with me. Okay, you ready? You don't have to read it. But Matt, you don't understand. I love to look up things that upset me. I know, don't we all? But stop looking it up. Stop reading it. And you know what'll happen? It's this amazing thing. You won't be angry anymore, right? Mind-blowing advice, right? But it's very true. You don't have to read it. And it reminds me of Hebrews 12:1 that says this, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, and we are, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Everyone has influences that trip them up. If you struggle with lust, turn off the racy movie, right? If the news makes you depressed, watch less. If the radio host makes you angry, turn him off, right? You can throw off the things that slow you down and the things that kind of get you entangled and wrapped up in things that aren't good. You know, it's honestly, let me put it to you this way. If I keep walking in the kitchen and tripping over the trash bags, what should I do? And you probably, well, Matt, you should take out the trash, right? If you're tripping over the trash, take it out, dummy, right? Yeah, I should. Let me ask you, are you tripping over any trash? Is there anything that, I love the trash, this trash is great, I love the smell, I just love it, but honestly, it trips me up. I really need to take it out. I just need to cut it out, I need to remove it. Just take out the trash in your life and you'll be surprised at what that does, not only for your spiritual health, but your mental health, right? There's just things we have to be honest about and say, I don't like the way this influences me and I need to cut it loose and let it go. And here's a step two to think about, because we can cut it out, take out the trash, but here's that next step. Replace it with a positive influence, okay? And what I mean is, if you take the junk food out, let's put the healthy food in, okay? Put something else there to replace it. Let me look at what Paul said. This is the last verse. I know you're like, man, are you doing like the whole Bible? I get it. Philippians 4:8, here it is. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Now, let me be clear, because a lot of people read this and think that Paul is saying, with everything going on in the world, don't be sad. Think about unicorns. Think about the puppies. Think about cupcakes with balloons on them, whatever that means. Like, no, that's not what Paul is saying at all. What Paul is saying is, guys, and this is true, there's enough stuff out there that will get you bent out of shape. But things that are true and honorable and pure and right help us bend back into shape living in the world that we live in. Replace negative influences with something that will feed you and help you grow. Just replace whatever that was with spiritual fuel, okay? Maybe it's scripture, maybe it's a good book, some worship music, a podcast, whatever that needs to be for you that helps you grow, plug in something. Intentionally replace it with something that will help you be more like Christ. Now, let me tell you another way to do this, another way to replace this with something else. take something that always gives you a negative reaction and replace that with a positive action. Let me give you an example, okay? Because we've been talking about this. Take a look at some of the racial issues that we're all talking about and dealing with. There is plenty to see and watch, okay, that will give you a negative reaction, okay? And there's plenty of things to see and watch that will make you have this reaction. It will make you less like Christ to someone less like you. And that's a red flag, isn't it? When you start detecting that, you know, okay, this isn't good for me. This is pushing me out of that. There's plenty of things that give us a negative reaction, but here's what I want you to do. Instead of sitting in a negative reaction, no matter where you are on this, move into a positive action. Start having conversations. Ask someone of a different race to read a book with you about race and have conversations on that. Serve communities most affected by injustice. Instead of just sitting in the negative reaction, take a positive action to do what is true, what is honorable, what is right. Figure that out for you. Like, what do I need to do? Instead of just sitting in this, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to make positive action in this. I would even tell you to stress yourself. You're not going to like this one. I'm just going to give you a heads up. Oftentimes, we do something called confirmation bias. If you never heard of confirmation bias, what that means is this. It means that we only listen to or watch people who confirm our own views. Basically, surrounding yourself with things that agree with you, okay? I would encourage you to stretch yourself and listen to perspectives that you don't normally listen to. I'm telling you to intentionally listen and learn from people who are very different from you. Now, like real stretching, you know, it's painful when you start doing it, right? But it's worth it in the end. And I really believe that. Because here's the truth. Do you know what you learn when you have confirmation bias? Nothing. Ever. Right? You're hearing the information you want to hear, the way you want it said, and you're never learning anything. And this is what I want us to do. Stretch yourself. Learn from unexpected teachers. Because what's going to happen is you will be able to relate better to the world that needs you, to a world that needs us to be Christ. You can relate better to a world that we are all called to reach. So those are just some ways you can do that. That's some ways you can do that. The world needs to see Jesus in us. So what's getting in the way of us being like Jesus? We have to be honest about what influences us. And I'm challenging you to take out the influences that get in the way of your ability to influence. Questions like, how do we respond to this pandemic in a Christ-like way? How do we respond to racial issues in a Christ-like way? How do we talk about the election in a Christ-like way? Well, those are all answers that we need to find out. And more importantly, we need to live them out. That's my prayer for all of us. Let me pray for you. Father, I just pray for every person who hears this that we will stretch ourselves, take out those influences, replace them with things that help us grow, help us become more like you, because we want to take our influence seriously. We look at a world that is hurting and we rise up and we say like Isaiah, here I am, send me. Help us to throw off the things that entangle and hinder our influence so that we go into the world with the heart and the mind of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's live it out and we'll see you next week.